My experiences interviewing several top artists and music producers with groundbreaking hits over the years have had me asking this question. What exactly prompted or birthed a hit track, the hit track? And one thing has been the answer. So I walk up into the studio, I heard my music producer playing a song and I liked it and I'm like, yeah, can I jump on this track? And he was like, no problem. And I jumped on it and that was it. I'm like, really? That's really it? He said, yeah, that's how it is. So I ask myself, is hit or a hit track that easy to make? How spontaneous could it be? How easy could you walk into your studio and hear someone produce or play a song and you like it and start to give your lyrical prowess to it? Well, all of this and more are the things that we're going to be talking about right here on the first ever episode of Fan Talk. My name is Banji of Lagos, and this is your community. This is the only place where we get to share everything that you probably cannot share directly with your celebrity. But right here is where they're going to hear all of that. All right, so let's get down to the business of the day. Is lyrics or beat? From the bouncing vibes of Drake in My Feeling to the quirky, repetitive chorus of Ella May's Boot Up to Oluwabunna's feel-good tune, yeah. By the way, I love that song. And of course, the Chinese survival anthem, guys, I think I'm a good singer, right? I'm loving my voice. Well, I don't know. So all of this thing just makes me want to wonder, exactly, what exactly do you consider to be a hit? What makes you, what draws your attention to a song? Okay, guys, so how about we take a deep dive into the few elements that makes up a hit track? Now, by the way, this has been proven on a 50-50. Now, it works and it might not work, but regardless, we're still going to check it out, by the way. So let's go to the element that makes up hit track. Number one, numero uno, is none other than a compelling, commercial, and catchy lyrical content. Now, this is very important. As well as the beat, your lyrical content must have an element of at least that can catch a listener's attention. It must be catchy. It must be something that people want to hear, whether or not they are in the mood or they're not. So you want an example of a catchy content or catchy lyrical content is David O's FIA that says, the song that says, Shukura kilo kosio, shuku shaka, I am Shimeka. Guys, I just feel like Davido, like in the studio. Shukura kilo kosio. Yeah, so exactly. So imagine Davido singing that song in a room full of people and everybody singing that line. That is exactly what a catchy lyrics does to you. It makes you just connect to your fan. So it's catchy, it's commercial. By the way, if you ask me, I do not know what relevance is Shumeka to the song, but I just know that I'm hearing Shukura Kilokosi Shukusheka, I am Shumeka. That's Davido saying it. So, well, you want to know what that is? You know, best you just ask Davido. I'm so sure he's probably going to ask you. Answer your question. All right, so yeah, so catchy lyrical content works always. Works every time. All right, so we want to move to the next is the melodic rhythm and hook. Now, someone I read over the internet saying that if you want a test to show that your hook is nice and it's going to be acceptable is when you whistle it, when you do the whistle test and it comes out right, it feels good. That is how you know that a song is nice. So let me do an example. Like you want to do a Burna Boy's Yay. So let me, by the way, guys, I'm not a good whistler. Like, I don't know. I just, let me just try regardless. So he goes, can you, guys, you get what I'm trying to say. So like, just whistle in your mind. If it feels right, if the hook is nice, if it comes out melodic, then that's hit. Then it just helps people to remember. It helps people, that rhythm, that melody helps people come back to that song. You know, you ever wonder when you listen to a song for the very first time and it just becomes an earworm, you know, just like Soapy is in my head right now. You know, like I'm like, really, you know. So Soapy is also another song, you know. So guys, it's, it has to be rhythmic and very, very catchy as well. So the hook, let it pass the whistling test. So if you can pass the whistling test, it's a hit track. It might be a hit track. All right, up next, we have the effective chord and progression. Now, I do not expect you to know this because if you're not musically inclined, I'm so sorry that I'm sounding a little bit professor-ish. All right, so but it is what it is. So it's, it has to have a, an effective chord changes or progression, you know, I mean, that sits right or that carries the melody from the body to the hook to the bridge. It has to be melody. It has to be melodic. It doesn't have to be flat. So, yeah, I know you listen to songs like from Drake's Kiki, Do You Love Me? That's, you know, you just get right in the middle. That's what I call a bouncy feel. That's exactly what it does. So a nice progression, a nice chord makes a song a hit. Now the next one is how friendly is it to the listener's hearing? Now, this is something that I think sometimes we need to really put a hands on in the Nigerian music industry, because sometimes we listen to the song and I'm like, do I really want to play this in front of my child or something? But yeah, a lyrical content or song or a track must be listener friendly, irrespective of the age difference. You know, people must love it. Your consumers, your music lovers, your fan, they have to be able to listen and enjoy and be friends with the lyrics. Yeah. All right, and then we go to the next is the mixing and, of course, mixing of the song. Now, no wonder, little wonder, few artists stick to some particular producers, not because they choose to stick to them. Now, I remembered 3 or 4 songs from Wizkid's album. I think that was in the first album where you have a particular producer doing a song back to back, producing a song back to back. I mean, that's exactly what it is. If you get a producer who understands your vibe, who knows what message you want to pass at a particular time, it helps you. It reduces the stress and it makes a song a hit because it understands what exactly the public wants to hear. So guys, yeah, so there you have it. You need to have a great producer that understands the song. And yes, finally, is this happened most of the time, and I know that a lot of young artists are really going through this moment, and that is the reigning style. Yeah, this happened in the movie industry where if everybody's playing a love story, you see everybody, every other producer want to do love. If it's comedy, every other producer want to do comedy. So as even in the music industry, record label owners, if they feel, oh, a song about pure water that is selling, they want you to do, as an artist, do a song. You must do a song that has pure water in it, or else you're not going anywhere. You don't have a hit track. But well, while all of this is going on, it's better that if you want to jump on trend, we still have an element of whom you are. I'll give you an example. Rema. Now, Rema is a new juice of the Maven stable that we are loving and we appreciate really well. And I think Rema came out, groundbreaking hit. Everybody loved it because it was different. Now, people said so many things. People said it sounded like Wizkid, but regardless, it still maintained the indie sound that is particular to Rema. So, yes, people love Wizkid. People love the wordings of when Nicole and Ricardo Banks put together that I think are the flavor that makes him up. But at the same time, one thing still stands firm, that he chose to carve a niche for himself with the indie sound, the old, you guys know what I'm talking about. And we love it. And that is exactly what you want to, that's exactly what makes, or what makes a hit track, what makes a hit track one. All right, so guys, yeah, it's been a wonderful time. And yes, another thing that you need to understand is how danceable is this song? There is so many problems. There are so many problems in Nigeria right now. As I am talking to you, I'm sweating, you know, and I'm so sure that if you're listening to this, you probably do not have light, your battery is low, or your earpiece have caught. So many things to think about. And you do not want another artist to be bringing one his problem and singing to it in song. So you rather choose to listen to a song which just gets your mind off your problem and make you better, make you see that there are better things to come, better days ahead. Yeah, so danceability of the song. How danceable is the song? Yes, some songs works as R&B and, you know, and slow tempo and all. Yeah, but people still want to dance. People still want to get away from what it is that they're going through. So yeah, danceability of a song determines whether or not it's a hit track. Another thing is that determine whether or not it's a hit track is the tempo. Now, this is very, very key for DJs. DJs love to play songs that are hits back to back, and they cue them in with respect to the sound. I think they call it DPM or, yeah, beat per minute, BMP. So they take it beat per minute. So you want to really consider DJ playing your song when you're actually producing in the studio, just so to make sure it's a hit track. Because DJs are one of the best people to make a song a hit track. Really, they are. They are, aside the old music producer and the artist himself, DJ does make a song sell. So you want to consider the tempo, you want to consider how bouncy it is, you know, so that you get a good song. Yeah, so guys, I think it's been a wonderful time, and I know you guys have enjoyed one or two things. So yeah, we love song, but this is the reason why we like hit songs. Wow, these are the elements that we consider that to consider when you're talking about hit songs. Yeah, so guys, I hope you guys enjoyed every moment. Yeah, because I think I do, and I need water. Yeah, water, bro. It's fine. All right, so guys, those are all that we have. That's all that we can place our hands on. But however, all of this being said, if a song will not blow, it still will not blow, regardless, you know. So if it does not blow, you know, that's not to say that you're not a good artist, but it's just to say that you are. You should try again. Don't stop. Consistency, you know, matters most. You know, so if you do a song and it's not a hit, I remembered Fireboy's, track, the hit track, was, I heard it 2 years ago before it was released. You know, that's to tell you that there are timing to songs. So for the fact that your song came out this year and it did not rain or is not viral or is not a hit track, doesn't mean that if you try to push it 2 years' time, it does not cut across everybody around the world. So yeah, so there you have it. It's been a wonderful time. Now let's move over to the reason why we're here. Yes, I know we celebrate fans, we talk about some little things, but how about we celebrate the celebrity themselves? And today we're talking about one lady who, by the way, is great. She has a great personality and she's just so carefree, and I just love her. And I know you do too. Who are we talking about? You do want to stick with me right here as I go on another break. And when I come back, we're going to be revealing our celebrity focus on this episode. Don't you go away. All right, welcome back, guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to unveil who our celebrity focus on this episode is. It's none other than Ba. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tenny the Entertainer, Tenny Makanaki, as she's fondly called. She is called Tenny Ola Akpata, and we love her so much. Like, you already know, it's no longer niece, that she's sister to Nini Ola. So, yeah, if you know Nini Ola, the Afro House Queen, yes, she is a sister to her, and we love both of them. But she's not the reason why we're here. We're talking about Tenny. So Tenny started her career pretty much as a cover artist to other people's songs. So she made covers on Instagram and post 1 minute. I remember she did a song of Davido. It was If, yeah. I remember she did If of Davido, and you know, it went viral. People didn't really notice her until she released a fire-breaking single called Virgin, but it's spelled Fargin, so it's Fargin, so it's like the Yoruba thing. So shout out to all my Yoruba people. So it's called Fargin, like fudging. So that's the title of a song. So let's really witness great, 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 great play from young and the old. Everybody loved the song. It was bringing a whole new energy, the old Afrobeat, and mixed with iLife, plus talking about something that everybody just want to talk about, you know, sex and all. And it was well served in the right way. Not to forget our great vocals. This is such a, she's a phenomenon. That's all I'm going to say. Of course, from that, she went to lending a writing prowess to Davido's Like That. So if you listen to Like That, she is the reason why that song is. And, you know, it's okay to write songs for other artists. I really do not see or do not see anything wrong in it, you know. And yes, as an artist, you should get writers as well. You know, you cannot do it all alone. You never can tell. It could probably be the reason why you have not yet blown. So you probably need to lend the hand of other people to write for you. Yeah, so shout out to her. So she wrote that song and it's a hit track. So, and yes, she's released over 13 tracks. Yeah, 13 tracks under her sleeves. And she's had like 7 awards and 11 amazing nominations. Whoa, 3 collaboration. What more do you need from a star? She is my kind of star girl. Plus the fact that all that she takes, I used to dream about, you know, taking her on a date. You know, I tell her most of this time, like, let's just go on a date because I know it's really not going to spend me a lot. I'm not going to have to worry about buying dresses because she's really not the sucker for dresses. She's just okay with the old boy chick. And yeah, it's good. That's why we love her. That's why we celebrate Tenny right here on the show, right here on Jammy FM. Now, this is and more are the things that you need to look out for. Now, Tenny is, of course, doing great things for ourselves, and we love her right here. All right, so guys, one would ask, when are we going to ever get an album from Tenny? Well, I don't know. I think we should just probably ask her. Tenny, you need to tell us, when are we going to get an album? At least one, you know. But it's okay. As long as you're making us a billionaire, that's fine by us, you know. That's fine by us. All right, so guys, it's been a wonderful time. I enjoyed myself, and I hope that I've been able to share with you tips that make a hit song. So when next that you're looking out for a hit song, or if you're an artist and you're listening to this and you want a hit song, you probably want to consider all of these factors that I've mentioned. And yes, remember, consistency is the soul of business. Don't worry if your song, this song is not the hit, maybe the next one would, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day. It took Thomas Edison 99 times to make a bulb. So, well, I'm not saying that it will be that long, but patience and consistency. Till next time, I'll come your way again. Remember, you can follow us across all social media platforms at jammy.fm. And yes, do leave your reviews at on our iTunes comment section. Let us know what you think about the show. And you can follow me across all social media platforms as well at Banji of Lagos. This is Fan Talks, your only community to reach your favorite celebrity. That rhymes. Shit. I'm a good rhyme. Okay, so guys, I need to call it quick. See you guys on the next episode.